You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
What's Zack Snyder been doing since he left Justice League? Making an iPhone film by Angela Watercutter. 6 months ago, in the face of tragedy, Zack Snyder stepped away from the upcoming Justice League movie. While the director and his wife dealt with the death of their 20-year-old daughter Autumn, Joss Whedon stepped in to finish the film and changed the conversation around Justice League considerably. Almost immediately, questions of how this one movie would perform shifted to speculation about how Snyder's departure would affect DC Entertainment's overall cinematic future, and how the arrival of Whedon, previously a Marvel man, might do the same. What was never asked and never announced was what Zack Snyder would do next. Recently, though, the Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice director started dropping hints, and today he finally unveiled just what it is, a short film he shot entirely on an iPhone. Creating the 4-minute-long short Snow, Steam, Iron, which just premiered on the somewhat obscure social networking app Vero, was what Snyder says he needed to do once he left Justice League behind. He wanted to be around family and friends. Making a movie was the easiest way to do that. His daughter, Willow, a makeup artist, helped. His son, Eli, brought along friends from UCLA to be set PAs. He enlisted friend Samantha Jo, who played Amazonian warrior Yuboa in Wonder Woman, for the lead role. They shot the whole thing the last weekend of April in and around Snyder's office on the Warner Brothers lot in Los Angeles. It was a cathartic experience for all of us in a weird way because when we all get together, it's easier for us to make a movie than talk, Snyder says. There was a heavy air around, as you can imagine, but this film gave us this way to be with each other. That was nice. Nice in a way that directing a 9-figure superhero movie sometimes isn't. After Snyder left Justice League, speculation ran rampant as to the status of the movie and Snyder's status in the DC Extended Universe. The film reportedly needed extensive reshoots, and Whedon ended up getting a writing credit on the film for his script work, leading some to question how much of the film would be Snyder's when it hit theaters in November. According to the director, after his daughter's suicide, he tried to bury myself in the DC film to get through it, but he couldn't. Making a smaller movie became a much better way to cope. Snow, Steam, Iron also exists as a proof of concept. The other thing Snyder has been doing in the last few months, besides prepping his next two movies, more on those in a minute, has been planning to teach a film basics course at his alma mater, Art Center College of Design. According to Snyder, he wants the class to instill a sense that anyone with a phone can make a movie. But he realized as he was planning it that he'd never actually done it himself. The short, then, is a way for him to make sure I'm not telling these kids something that isn't true. That's not to say Snyder used just a phone. He also deployed a Zeiss Exo lens and mount, a couple of smartphone camera rigs, a Kessler Pocket Dolly for tracking shots, and the Filmic Pro app to control the camera's settings. Oh, and a DJI drone for aerial shots. Those tools ensured that he could make something that looks every bit like a Zack Snyder film. And it does, right down to the dark hues and slow-mo violence. We won't spoil it, but Snow Steam Iron is about a cop who abuses his girlfriend, leading her to seek revenge, if not justice. Yes, it's gruesome. It's shot on an iPhone, but the chances of Apple putting any of it on a billboard are pretty slim. When Snyder will teach that class, though, is still unclear. He says the plan is to offer it when he's in post-production on his next movie, which is likely to be The Last Photograph, a drama that he originally started working on shortly after the release of 300. He says he's still working on the script for his adaptation of Ayn Rand's The Fountainhead. He's also still executive producing many of the forthcoming DC films, but says that working on the script and prep for The Last Photograph will likely take up most of his time in the foreseeable future. But what about Justice League? He left his superhero team-up in capable hands when Whedon took over, but is he still involved, at least seeing it through? Well, not really. Snyder says it'd be unfair in a lot of ways for him to get involved again after being off the movie for so long. I'm at a place where I feel excited about it, and I'm happy for my guys, and I love these people that are working on it. They're my family, and I think they're doing an amazing job, he says. But I've kind of just let them do their thing.
Hey, it's Andrew from the Spoken Edition team. You know, you hear from us all the time, every Monday through Friday without fail. And after doing all that talking, we're excited to hear what you have to say. Email wired@spokenedition.com and we'll reply with a few questions to get to know you. We're curious what you think can make Spoken Editions even better. So grab your phone and email wired@spokenedition.com now. And thanks for listening.